Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. You know, I keep it locked every Sunday to Channel Players Play, hosted by my man, K. Diddy, and Pretty Tony. So y'all keep it clubbing, and keep it funky, and keep it locked. Channel Players Play.
It's packed, niggas don't know how to act, we the max.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what up world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play it play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy. Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Welcome to the show. Once again, Can a Player Play is live on the air. The usual suspects, Sir Diddy Esquire, the Elixir of Love, Lady Joy, your boy Pretty Tony. I have a very somber tone today because I want to start the show off first and foremost by saying that our thoughts and prayers go out to the people of Japan, Hawaii, and anywhere that was affected by this mega quake and the following tsunami. Our thoughts and prayers are with everybody. Condolences go out to anyone who's lost a loved one and stuff of that nature. Our hearts really and truly sincerely go out to you. And on that note, I will bring in Sir Diddy Esquire, the Elixir of Love.
Hey, hey, welcome to the show, everybody. And absolutely, Tony, definitely all our heartfelt wishes go out to all the people that suffered the catastrophe. All right, all right. What's up, Pretty Tony?
Another day. Blessed to be alive. Another day using this platform for something meaningful to get a good message out there today. Today's show is called Is This Love Worth My Life? And it is really and true. But before we go any further, let me let the diva of flavor, the sensible one on the show, in Lady Joy.
Hey, I'm here, babies, to like rectify y'all, okay?
But just can a player play?
Yeah, a player can play, but it depends on what he's playing on, okay?
There you go. There you go. That is the truth. Today's show, Is This Love Worth My Life? And this is a show that I wanted to do is dedicated to victims of domestic violence, not only physical abuse, but mental abuse, spiritual abuse, any kind of abuse that people endure during a relationship. You know, the description of the show says, what drama do people endure? Violence, arguments, isolation, all in the name of love. Being with somebody that you know is no good for you. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to put this public service announcement out there that if you are in an abusive relationship, if you are being torn apart by being in a relationship, please, the wonderful folks over here at Kenneth Player Play encourage you, beseech you, go and get some kind of help. Your life is worth much more than a relationship. Seriously. Joy, I thought you would have jumped all over that one.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people out there that's going through that stuff. They don't want to admit it, and they don't want to say anything. But, you know, it, as dysfunctional as we are, you know, we're here to air that. And if it's going to help you, bring it out. Don't be scared. Don't be scared because, you know, we're here to administer any kind of advice that we can that might help you. You know, we all have our things that's going on and stuff like that. And nobody's perfect in this world. Nobody. I don't care how you think you might be. Nobody is perfect up in here. So, you know, if we can help some people, bring it. You ain't got to put your name out there. You ain't got to put your business out there. But, you know, if something is going on in your life that you want to have addressed, and we can help with it, bring it, because there's other people that's got, they might have the same thing that's going on in their lives that they're doing, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
To save themselves, to save you. But don't be sure.
Good point.
No.
Good point.
A mixture of love.
Because I got a computer and a telephone.
What would you like the world to know about this particular topic about domestic violence?
Well, you know, Tony, I don't have domestic violence in my life, and I thank God for that. But I know there's other people that do, and I'm like, you know, whatever we can do to save you, to help you. Bring it. You know, nobody's being judged about what's going on in their lives. We're not judging anybody. You can't do that because we're all human. You know, we all have our moments and stuff. So if it's something that we can help you with, bring it. You ain't got to put your name out there.
Sorry, sir.
Yes, I'm here, man. I was just waiting. I was being gentleman. I was being patient. I think people really just need to sit back and have a little good, strong conversation, as you hear me refer to the man or that woman in the mirror, and define what is love. I think that's the first question, because if getting hit upside your head makes you think that if your man or your woman love you, you need to, like, readdress that. You know what I mean?
Hey.
And there are all types of abuse, you know, like you mentioned, you know, verbal abuse, physical abuse. It's all abusive. And, but people get really caught up in that for different reasons. And I think once people really take responsibility and really look at it and find out why they're there, and that's the first step to growth and improving their situation. You know, we hear people all the time, well, you know, I was with the woman because of the kids. I mean, that's
right.
Some of the whack, as lame as excuse that you can have now, because that's one of the most dysfunctional situations that you can put on top of the kids.
Right, and you know what? You know what?
It's crazy. Go ahead.
Yes, indeed. I think, wow, we got somebody that already wants to jump into the conversation. 702-492, you're on live. Welcome to the show, Kenneth Player Play.
Yeah, what's growing down with it, baby? How you doing? I'd like to tap into y'all's conversation. This is J.R. Perry. What's up, Diddy? How you doing, Miss Joyce? I was listening to you guys' conversation pertaining to domestic violence, and actually, you know, there's something I just wanted to input, if that's all right. And that is that a lot of people really are in some really crazy times. So the very person you love feel like it's the very person that you hurt. And I personally have seen people in my travel go from loving each other to somebody actually being locked up or actually hurt. So what do you do? I think basically, as I was hearing, people got to kind of, you know, kind of go into their self at me time and take that few seconds and calm off before they blow up and hurt someone that they, you know, actually love. And today it seems to be more domestic violence is the word we use. It's just actually people are just taking all their anxieties out on each other. So we have to fight it with a word called domestic violence. When OJ did what he did, it really raised a lot of attention. And so now you get locked up, you know, man, you get locked up. When you
it sounded work. Like a miscue.
So you may want to think about that. But see, physical abuse is one, but a lot of people go through mental abuse the brother might be verbally abusing the lady, and because of his strength, his you know, just being a man and his anger, boot, that right there is gonna paralyze her. And people say, well, how could you be with this person? So sometimes negativity programs people. So I think personally, ladies need to defragnize themselves so they don't have to be taking verbal abuse, you know what I mean, and, you know, at 1 o'clock and then 3 o'clock y'all kissing and it's going to keep erupting. So it's not going to ever stop because, for one, you don't know when it's going to be. It comes at any time. So you can't get used to being like that. You can't get used to saying, well, you know, he's just mad. But it ain't just a man. You know, you have women that basically perpetrate a lot of things in retrospect, too. You know, so it's not, when we speak of domestic violence, I don't think people need to get it twisted to think it's just singled out for men. You know, it's people. I'm very deep on this topic because I'm a people person. I understand how the brain works. So when you basically going to attack somebody that you so-called love, then that's not excusable. You can't, there's nothing that you could even fix your mouth to say that you hurt somebody you love. That's not logical.
Right.
Has no logic to it. You see, but common sense says you hurt the closest one that's near you. You see, and that's abuse. That's like using someone that you know that will take it. Well, you know, she'll take it or he'll take it. And that's taking people for granted, and that's disrespectful. So
yeah, you are so right.
No, they don't take it all the time, because I've heard a whole bunch of people talking about, I love you, Daddy. I didn't mean to shoot you six times.
Well, in other words, the thing, that's where the psychological disorder comes in, because you got to tell there's only so much really a woman can take, you know what I'm saying? And it's like a cat, you know what I mean? You trap it in the corner, you know what I mean? And you keep abusing it. What you think gonna happen? You know what I mean? Same thing with that scenario that you just mentioned. The person loves it, but you know they can't take no more. You see, the bad thing about it is that when you make someone scared of you, they will kill you.
Yeah, because they're fearing for their life.
I mean, it's only logic. I mean, abuse 200 times or whatever time it was, they got fed up, and that's what happened. So the abuser, you better be careful, because the little tiny woman might be the very one that may
bring you to your knees,
your existence. Because it has to stem from somewhere. You can't tell people to stop something as far as, you know, an activity that they don't know where to go and get help on. Anyway, I think it all starts from just people being angry.
All right. You are, I love what he's saying there.
Well, let's talk about a second this thing that we call self-abuse. Let's talk about self-inflicted abuse. And what I'm referring to with that is a lot of times we'll know that this person is no good for us because they're not checking for us. We're not on the radar. But we'll put ourselves through unnecessary trials and tribulations to win this person's affection, knowing that it's not going anywhere. So that's a whole different type of abuse.
You're abusing yourself up there too, you know, because if you're putting it out there like, I'm trying to get your attention, and you're not paying no attention to me, and you go to all different kind of lengths and stuff like that, you know.
The reason I mention that is because women and men do that all the time. You know, a man may know that this woman's on another level than he is. I mean, to just keep it real. And he knows that he cannot afford to play with her. But he'll put himself through all kind of different stuff, taking penitentiary chances, knowing that at the end of the day it's not going to go nowhere, but he constantly gets caught up to the point he even starts stalking this female. You know, and this is a whole different type of abuse, which is a whole different type of dysfunction. But it all goes back to what we want to put under this category we call love. Is this
almost like love is a two-headed sword. You know what I'm saying? You can be in love. You can be in lust. And people get lust twisted with love. So
right.
You know what I mean? Let's really get it clear. So people can start finding: am I in lust with this person? When you're in lust with somebody, you don't really care too much about them. You know what I mean? Because all you're trying to do is just, you know, fulfill
just
this little thing in your brain. See, it's a little thing in everybody's brain, even women. There's more in women than in men because women already have premeditated things in their mind. Well, I want to get a man. And you want to have a job. I want to do. She has pre-expectations. So that's in her head. With guys, you know what I mean? They more or less are trying to get in where they fit in, and that's in any area. So they don't come, well, I'm trying to find me a wife, somebody that's gonna, you know, be right there on my side, because they more or less go off of this lustful fantasy in their brain, and then when they attain that particular individual, then that lust is like, it's like ice.
Still not satisfied.
It ain't love. You see what I'm saying? Because love, you don't beat on the one that you're going to go to bed with the same night. Because you don't want to sit around and look at your woman's eye all messed up.
You don't want to lay there with your eyes open all night, scared she's going to put some hot grits on your face.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's you see.
Don't speak, Negro.
Yeah,
don't
speak.
I got something for you.
See, that's a risk in which has always been the case, because, you know, like we were saying earlier, you know, you slap somebody in the corner, you keep abusing them, and you may not even be hitting them. You can just be cursing at them or talking,
looking at
them
all crazy and stuff.
Yeah, just demising them, you know what I mean? Just smacking them around their family or your family, or just don't have no kind of, you know, just ugly. You know when you're being ugly. Everybody know when they're being ugly, period. When you want to go on and do that, and then you do that to the person in which you claim that you love. See, they got the word love out of content. So that's why I wanted to jump on this topic, because love has nothing to do with dysfunction. But because you got more people that claim that they're in love. Girl, why you keep messing with her? I love you. Well, he's going to beat you about three times. Police done came to your house. And you know, all in front of the children and everything. I mean, what?
Right, and your neighbors, your family.
Maybe they think to say I'm in love has a better ring than saying I'm dysfunctional.
Well, yeah, because they've been, you know, that, yeah.
Well, you got a lot of people out there with low self-esteem, too.
Oh, well, you know, in order to create a serious scene like violence against somebody that you adore, you love, you this person is your completeness, they're your whole thing, there's a whole lot of low self-esteem. Because that means you're contradicting what you're saying. Because, in other words, are you engaging a relationship with your enemy? And so you got to every now and again go off on your enemy. See, people look at things different from me. I look at it, well, if I claim and if I confess out of my tongue I love you, then that, there it is. Love is God. So I ain't gonna I'm gonna disrespect God because, you know, I'm upset emotionally. I let my emotions cause physical damage to you. That's where I'm at.
Thought, man, but then that goes back to the quality and the depth of the individual that's having those thoughts.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's where, you know, we have a lot of dysfunction in society. A lot of people basically pick up these habits from what they see their parents go through, and some psychological disorders in their lives, which makes them thrash out against their mate or their significant other, which now we have federal laws for relationships. That's crazy. How can we have the government? Why should we be having the government control our emotions, our love, our passion? You know, we got corporate government, you know, state, county, and city all involved in our relationships.
I heard that. If you the first one tell people to call it hot, call it pocket, you would call it up.
Shout, get mad. If you talk by me hollering,
if you break your heart, you'll see the people.
Someone can call 911 and say that, and she's screaming, and I'm cussing. Now I'm going to jail. So now I got a record. Now I'm on my way to penitentiary because I'm the type of person who's got an anger issue, and I don't know how to stop that. They already locked me up, so now I got anger management classes, which I ain't trying to go through because they tell me I got to pay. So now, you know, people are being fined financially because of their heart.
You just opened up. Yeah.
But you know, you've opened up a lot of different situations. It can be monetary, you know, because of people, you know, the economy, what it's going through right now, and what couples are going through. A lot of families are breaking up because of the economy situation, and children are seeing their parents argue and yell at each other about issues, and you know they're thinking down. You know they're not knowing at the time, but down the line it's like, well, dang, you know my parents broke up over some money. Okay, it is what it is, and with the economy the way it is, a lot of families are breaking up because of the economic situation.
That's the problem. Because let me say this to you, it's better to have two heads than one. It's better to have two checks than one. It's better to have the unity versus the individual thing. So people are doing the exact opposite of what they should be doing under these crazy times. See, it's better that me and you pair up than me and you dividing. See, that's all emotion. See, emotional stuff is causing people to act out instead of realizing, well, damn, the economy's bad. Well, shit, me and my girl, we better get together because we can make this together, but if we depart, we got these children, the kids are going to be dysfunctional. So,
right, and the kids are our future. They are our future, and they mock what we do.
And there's a way you do things. Everybody, listen, this is not to say that everybody is going to be together and people are not going to have disagreements. Those things are normal. So I don't want to give an impression that if you with someone, you stuck with them. you got to have some mellow way to handle your business without affecting your babies in the midst of you departing from your relationship. But if you want to be in that relationship, you're going to constantly create havoc and drama to your wife or your children or your significant other. And that goes for a woman because these days women are a little different than they used to be. They're not.
Yeah, because a lot of women are heads of the household.
Well, you know, it's more so than ever now because you got more men going to prison for domestic violence. So either way,
we just touched on a lot of different points, and one of the key elements that Mr. Perry has brought to the show is that, you know, even with domestic violence, a lot of this is no longer about you getting counseling. It's become a financial matter where the state and private corporations can make money off sending you to that anger management class. But ladies and gentlemen, we also are part of the instant gratification nation where no longer does anybody want to go through the trenches together, because that's where we earn our stripes as a couple or in any relationship. You earn your stripes by going through the struggle together, but we're so quick to break up the homes now. We're so quick to break up the families now. And, you know, sometimes you are, you know, just oil and water. And if you know that's the truth, you know, I wrote this in Player Set the Game. It's a real simple solution. If you got to hit a woman, replace her. It's real simple. If you got to hit a brother, replace him. It's just that simple. If I got to be putting hands on you and you putting hands on me, we don't move together. There are plenty of fishes out there in the sea.
But that's easy to say, but a lot of folks ain't gonna. They're not gonna. Because you guys, when people get together, they feel they have kind of exclusive ownership. In some cases, you got people. I think about people who are the stalking type folks, the obsessed people. I call them tricks. And basically, they have a psychological disorder. So you gotta understand. Because of the economy being all screwed up, you know, people are going to be stressing because they ain't making ends meet. But the problem is that we keep hurting each other. So what you said as far as the system having a lot of money that they're getting, they have been making ever since the OJ thing, all over the country. You know what I mean? This domestic violence has made billions of dollars for
private corporations and private corporations. My
attorneys,
friend.
All the attorneys and all them. Everybody's been making money off of emotions. See, I don't do emotions. You know what I mean? Because, like you said in your book, see, if I got to put my hands are big. If I put my hands on you. And therefore, you ain't for me. And if you come putting your hands on me, that's the same way. So we ain't got to touch each other. The only way we're supposed to be touching each other is in a very passionate way. If it ain't coming down like that, then therefore we don't need to be. If I got to keep caressing you, I can't be like, you know, and embracing you. I can't be like trying to crack your face that and then turn around and tell you 3 days later after I done calmed the hell. I don't know, baby, I love you. I didn't mean to do that. And that's how women get sucked in. So, other words, that's how women, people be wanting to know how they get back. That's how they come back because the brother feels he didn't mean to do it because he keeps doing it. We all met somebody who goes through that or got a cousin or a sister, somebody that's been through that.
I think right now, you know, all the true survivors and the ones that recognize and realize it's 2011, they ask themselves another question. And I think that question should be, am I representing myself in the best possible light? For one. For two, is my mate representing me in the best possible light, and vice versa? And I think that those questions are opposed to each other individually and separately, then and only then can you really start affecting the change. You know, we can only dwell on the problem so long, you know what I'm saying? We know where we were, but where we're at and where we're going should be the focus, I would say.
Yo, that's some deep stuff right there, and that's what Kenneth played. That's the game right there. Are you representing me, and am I representing you to the fullest? Hold on. Somebody else wants to jump in on the conversation. 702-325, welcome to the show. I'm a player play. You want to jump in?
Hello.
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 Welcome to the
show. This is Monet.
Welcome, Monet.
I just have a comment to say. I think what people do in this world, male as well as female, they take away each other's choices. They don't keep it real with one another from up front. You know, they don't let them know who they really are. You know, when a man's courting a woman or when a woman's seeing a man, they put on their best behavior. And once they get that person,
yeah,
right, they take them over so they feel like they have them, then the real them comes out. So you take away each other's choices. You have to keep it real up front in order to make any relationship work, to keep the violence out, to keep the verbal abuse and all of that out. When you're not keeping it real with one another, that's when all of that drama comes into play.
We want to thank you for that, because there she goes. She just introduced a whole nother avenue about, you know, to keeping it real. But I also want to put this out there, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not living in fairy tale land. We're not living in a romance novel. We're not in a movie. We're in real life, and relationships take work. And a lot of times we tend to take out our anger on those that's closest to us, but there is
right.
No justification. We do not hurt that which we love. And that's just real simple. And, you know, I get angry, everybody gets angry, but you find an outlet for that anger that does not involve hurting each other, whether it's the woman hurting the man or the man hurting the woman. And sometimes, even though we're talking about the violence, sometimes your words cut much deeper than hitting somebody.
Yeah.
Sometimes the word that you're constantly drumming in somebody's head, and you are systematically destroying their soul. And once somebody's soul is gone, it is hard for them to reclaim. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick little musical break, courtesy of World Movement Records right here. And Mr. Q Harper, don't go away, y'all. And remember,
stick and stay. Stick and stay.
I wanna touch your body.
About is love worth my life? And I just want to, you know, say, put it out there to my people. Make your life meaningful, man. Make your relationship meaningful. When you're with somebody, whatever the capacity that you're with them, they're an asset. You don't never want to destroy your asset because it ain't worth nothing to you. When you destroy an asset, it becomes a liability. And you don't need a liability in a relationship. You feel me? Our relationship is to build each other up, whatever the nature of our relationship is to build each other up. And if you got an asset and you damage it, it can't bring you whatever it is you need, whether it's love, whether it's caring. You know, fear is much different than love. Lust, as Mr. Perry brought to the show, is much different than love. Love takes time, work.
Are you ready for somebody else?
Nurturing, you feel me?
Oh, okay.
That's what we on here trying to spread. We used this about an hour before the show as I was sitting once again to the good people of Japan, Hawaii, and everywhere else that has been affected by this earthquake and the tsunami. Our hearts and our prayers go out to you. Please do what you can in any way you can, even if you ain't got no money. You know, just send your prayers out there. Yeah, we need to help each other and love each other a little bit more because that's what life is all about.
Right, brother. You're putting it down.
Okay, well, he didn't really beat you there.
Her boyfriend socked her in the face so bad this last week that her teeth punctured her jaw.
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn. That's just messed up right there.
That is completely messed up right there. And
yeah,
love
me being a female, you know, and I have friends that's gone through that stuff. Myself, no, I ain't having it, you know.
It's like sometimes people, you don't know, I believe the young lady, Monica, that came in, indicated people have to keep it real. And logically, they're not, because you got to see euphoria kicks in when you first meet somebody. You're all excited. You know, you're not going to tell the 100. If you ain't going to tell, the brother ain't going to say, look, my last relationship, I had a domestic violence case, but, you know, I got anger management classes right now. You're going to roll with me? I'm trying to get my temperament together. You know what I mean? Now, if they come out like that, which that's real, then maybe the individual will be able to know and have an option to say, well, you know, I ain't going to roll with you because, you know,
because you see
there's a red flag telling me you got some issues. Or I'm
going to
roll with you and I'm going to work with you because I understand that sometimes, you know, like I said, we all got like some psychological disorders coming from somewhere, but it doesn't mean that you got to take it out physically or verbally on the person that
you're with.
And it's kind of hard because, you know, the thing is that it's only a minute. Just after that minute or 5 minutes of anger, then you have to sit in a cell and think about what you did to somebody that you claim you love.
Exactly.
This was my point that I made earlier. Why do you let yourself get to that point anyway? That's why I think we need to start being a little bit more responsible for ourselves. Why are you
not checking yourself?
How are you allowing somebody else to take you so far out of your lane to even put you in that situation?
But understand, you know, some people, they figure, well, this person is different, and it's the excitement of meeting someone new. You know, and they're not going to let you know all of their issues and stuff like that because they want to draw you in. And once you get to know this person, once you get to feel this person, you're already up in there and it's like, well, damn, you know, maybe I can change this person. And it's not about even that.
But isn't it easier when people keep it real? Because if you keep it real, that other person might have the same issue I got, and we're going to get along a lot better because they just as crazy as we the same way.
You can have that. You can have that. But understand, too, there's people out there, it's like, okay, well, this is something new for me. Maybe I can change this person. Maybe I can do this. Maybe I can do that. Maybe you can't.
That's what causes dysfunction.
That's the problem right there.
Exactly.
Trying to change somebody.
You try to change somebody, guess what? You try to change somebody, that's the problem. The person, the other person on the other side, he tried to change to accommodate the woman or the man. Now they're not even who they really are. You know what I'm saying? So ain't nobody liking nobody, for real, now. You know what I'm saying? Because now I'm trying to do stuff to please you, and that ain't even my skilo right there. So now I'm bitter every day.
Well, I think today's relationship, man, they sort of like a microwave. It's digital, it's instant, it ain't got no substance to it. You know, it's all based on some kind of material lust, because when it all boils down to it, even back in the day, young ladies used to run at me, and they're like, oh, you're so, and I'm like, yeah, baby, but if my face was burnt right here, would you still be down with me, though? I was cold. They were like, what? Yeah, I was stopping their tracks. I said, yeah, but see, you looking at me and I'm balling, I got all this, but what if I don't have no more cars? Or would you still be down for me as an individual?
Yeah, but if I couldn't get it up anymore, would
it? No, but will you be down for me as an individual? Is regardless to what it is what people need to start asking themselves before they tip into any kind of a relationship. Will I be down? Because, see, you got to understand, as you get older, things are going to happen. So that means you
things
might
have...
Things
are going to sag. You're going to lose
things
stuff.
Are going to happen, period.
Right.
Your whole life is changing. You're changing. You don't look the same like you did when you were 17 and 18, such as life. The whole thing is that people got to go into this thing 100% or don't go in there at all. You know what I mean? Quit wasting
right.
each other's time is the bottom line to it. Quit realizing that, okay, in your mind, yeah, I get with you and you get with me. We can come together. We can move in together. You got a good job. I got a good job. Quit using math. Quit trying to add math on how you're going to be able to get over with each other and start looking at how y'all be able to climb with each other. Like the brother said, people have to start thinking about what's going on in their hearts versus what's going on how they're going to look, how they're going to be able to look with this trophy woman on their shoulder, or how she going to look with this baller, you know what I mean? If you guys ain't going to be able to have something mutual, bottom line, have something in common, when you just straight ain't got nothing, it's just you and this person. If y'all can't get along and have a conversation and be happy and work out your difference, on a level where it's not going to be affecting your children, your babies ain't going to be crying because you acting a fool. Because this is serious, because you see, but now we need to have solutions. You know what the solution is? This is one of my solutions that I offer to people, because we could talk about this until the cows come home. So how are we going to help folks? Well, this is what I tell brothers, and I tell you this is what works for me. Because I'm not acting like I ain't involved. I'm telling you what works for me. What works for me, I get in a squabble, verbal dispute with my significant other on wherever I was in life. I just take a walk, for real. I go jump in the ride, and I'm gone. You know, some people say, well, they person won't do that. Well, then I'll go into my quiet place and shut down and cool off. Yes, I will. You know what I mean? Where the person is trying to still agitate, you know what I mean? I learned to just make sure that I don't let myself disintegrate because this person is poking. You know,
yes,
because
sir.
You got to understand misery looking for company right there. I ain't trying to be no partner with misery right now that I'm upset. See, because when you're upset, it's easy for you to get miserable.
Yo, Mr. Perry, I'm going to tell you something. Now, those are true words of wisdom right there, because one thing, especially brothers, we ain't had nobody to teach us that sometimes it's best to just shut up and say nothing, because sometimes, sometimes we're in a relationship with I call them, once again, straight out of the book, I call them professional agitators. Somebody that they're trying to get a rise out of you. They're trying to get a reaction out of you. And it's best to take a walk. It's best to go get in the car. You know what I mean? Some people might be, oh, you're being a punk. No, you're not being a punk. This is your freedom you're talking about right here. And in this day and age, you ain't trying to be locked in the slave system over domestic violence. Men and women have a way of pushing each other's button. And Mr. Perry said it so eloquently that sometimes we so busy trying to be with the good-looking person or the hip person that we forget that in down times, are we going to be down together? You just drop some old-school game, because I myself use that same game when I say, if I ain't Superman and I'm Clark Kent, are you going to be able to hold your boy Pretty Tony up?
That's
because
what's up.
Those are the things that love requires. Somebody ain't going to look their best all the time or be their best all the time. And it's in those moments when true love shines through. If you love me,
are you going to eat some sardines with me?
Well, that's the bottom line. See, I mean, this is like this, man. People got to be loyal. If there's no loyalty, if you basically are not a person that I know that is unconditionally down for me, and when my paper gets low, I get older or whatever the case might be, you come into me as a temporary fix because you're an opportunist. Obviously, you're an opportunist because you know now you're ready to move on. Instead of, like someone had said earlier in this conversation, a relationship has to be a team. And if you ain't down being a team player and doing your part as well as I'm doing my part and us reevaluating ourselves in relationships, need to have evaluation checks, whether you do it every week, every month. You know, people need to do that. A lot of people don't sit down and talk to their significant other and say, well, look, you know what? This is what's been bothering me, and I just want to be able to put that out there so we can kind of, you know, handle this. You know what I mean? Because they sitting up here, in my mind, like, you know what's going in your head. People can't see what's going in your head. You have to express it. From your heart, and then your heart will use your mouth, and you'll be able to tell people because it's coming from your heart. Your heart ain't going to do nothing if you don't use your mouth. So, you know, if you don't speak from your heart, then people ain't going to know in their ears what the hell you where you coming from. So it might be a situation where, baby, I've been aggravated because I be seeing you texting all the time. I don't know who in the hell you texting. But, you know, I'm just trying to figure it out. I know you ain't got a whole bunch of girlfriends, so what's going on?
I got a question. Whatever happened to, I mean, in the old days, people used to say opposites attract, but it seemed like nowadays it's like opposites are a mismatch.
Things and times have changed.
Well, and
what I mean by that is nowadays this mismatch, you got one man, one woman, upwardly mobile, they're trying real hard to be successful, but their mate is sandbagging on them. You know, they have self-esteem issues, they have jealousy issues, they've been drinking too much Aiderade, they just mad at the world because they're not happy with how their life and how their thing is going. So actually, they've been totally counterproductive to their mate, and the mate's love is to the extent that it's destroying him and his family ultimately because of this love, this relationship, which is dysfunctional. Man, that was heavy. I thought myself.
Did yourself today, huh?
Wow.
And no.
Elixir of love.
I'm going to tell you something. Mr. Perry, Sir Diddy Esquire, the Elixir of Love, the Diva of Flavor, Ms. Joy LaShawn. This topic we're talking about, we're using this platform to talk about things that a lot of times is buried and hidden away. And sometimes when the love or the lust has run out, who's going to be in your corner when if you're not able to show your six-pack no more, or you're not as beautiful as you used to be no more?
You can't show that I shouted out Neville Pearson,
a man that was in the hospital fighting for his life, and he was known for dating dying people. That's what he did. But he married a young lady who, let's just say, wasn't a dying piece. And this is the young lady, while he was in the hospital fighting for his life, she was the one giving him baths because he was too weak, helping him use the toilet and stuff of that nature. And sometimes that is what love requires.
That's what love is.
Mr. Perry was talking about the microwave generation where, yeah, it looked good in the microwave, but truth be told, the damn food done just got radiated. So it looked good, but there's no substance or sustenance to it, and love requires substance and sustenance. You understand what I'm saying? And that is what is lost in the me.
Yeah, the our generation is really, they really don't got it. I mean, we can look back in our parents and our grandparents' generation. They dealing with things much rougher than what we were dealing with, because of the times in which they had to deal with, they had nothing but love. You see, they had to really just totally rely on love. See, we got too many other things that will derail us from focusing and paying attention to the love that we got. We got too many damn people up in our ear. You know what I'm saying? We don't even trust ourselves on our decisions that we made with our love, because we got folks swaying our decisions. Oh, girl, you don't want to get with him. He ain't got no job. But at the same token, this is a person that you love. With your love, you can inspire. Love inspires people. See, when people are really in love, see, when you're angry and you try to do love and anger together, that's why you got domestic violence.
Yeah.
Because
you're right about that.
Because this brother angry
they
about
get
like
heated. It's like, you know, I'm trying to do this,
about
I'm trying to do that, and you're not appreciating it.
No, you don't. In other words, so I think really what I was going to say, I think, for one, people really got to think about, if you're going to get into a relationship, understand, you could say, I'm just going to do this person until we just decide that we just don't want to do each other no more. That's one thing. And then if you're talking about, I love you, and I really, then, you know, really understand what that is before you get into it. I can't tell you, you know, what you feel in your heart ain't love, and I can't tell you how to love. All I can tell the person is that love is unconditional. So don't be having all these damn conditions and then have the audacity to tell me you love me. It don't work like that with Mr. Perry. Now, other folks seem to love me because I love the deep and I love real to the core and hard. So don't come at me with no damn surface love. Now, other folks will go along with that shit. I mean, I don't do it. It's got to be some deep love here. So a woman that comes around my love detector, she's got to be on it.
She got to be in that submarine, huh?
Oh, yeah, because you got to understand, it's more than, because sometimes things ain't going to be the way they are in the first 3, 4, 5 months where y'all meeting each other. You know, it shifts, it changes. Person, I'm about to go through the peaks and valleys. Now, if you ain't down with these damn peaks and damn valleys and all these high roads, you may have to take a couple of low roads and some around the bends. If you ain't down with none of that right there.
Hold on, Mr. Perry. We got another caller trying to jump in here. Let me let you in. Caller, welcome to the show. Can a player play in the building?
Hi. I just wanted to agree with Mr. Perry and Mr. K. Diddy, Sir Esquire, about the can of sardines and also love inspiring you. Yes, love has to inspire me personally. I'm not going to, if I'm with someone who I know I'm not going to be with for the rest of my life, and I'm not inspired, then I won't really put in the effort to make it work because I know that this
there
is not working for me. Now, if
there
and,
you
and
go,
as far
boo.
As like the can of sardines will. I'm down for the can of sardines. I can roll with you with the can of sardines. Now, if you're just a nothing type of guy, then you're not going. Your love isn't going to motivate me to go look for a job. to really do anything, to even truly love you for that matter, because I know that you are not for me, and that's just me being brutally honest. But I don't see myself, like, dedicating myself to someone who I just truly, who I'm not inspired to love. And I agree with everything you were saying, but Mr. K. Diddy, back to the sardines. Now, if there's not any sardines, would you share a can of Vienna sausage with me?
I was doing really bad. Yes, baby. And what I was meaning by that, you know,
it was really
an oxymoron. What I'm saying about the sardine is that my queen can go to Paris with me, she can go anywhere in the world with me. But by the same token, if I didn't have nothing, I would need to know that she would share a can of sardines and Vienna sausage with me. That's what I would need to know. There's nothing in the world too good for her. But if I don't feel that one little thing, ain't nothing happening.
Okay. And about the young man that you spoke of earlier, Pretty Tony, who was in the hospital, for those of you who do not know, that is my baby brother. And this boy, he used to talk to this girl really bad. This is the only one that he's done pretty wrong. And he's normally dated. I've seen him come and go, all pretty girls. Now, this one, she's not the best, but she is very nice looking. And she is the person who's wiping his behind as we speak. He just got out of the hospital. He's still kind of fighting for his life, so they have him on watch. But all those dime pieces he has are nowhere around, not even the mother of his daughter. She's trying to find the new baby daddy. And now this girl who's been in his corner, now he's starting to realize who has his back. That sickens her to her stomach, but she does it. She's the one massaging his feet. But this was the person who was the bitch and the this and the that. Now she's there and has his back. So sometimes brothers should just pay attention and shut the hell up, especially in his case. But
I got a question. Is this young lady that's taking care of him, is she wifey material, or does she have ulterior motives for being there?
Oh, no. This is the icing on the cake. She is his wife, and she is 21 years old, and they're a few years apart, but he still did her very wrong. He did certain things that he wasn't supposed to, and she's right there in his corner.
Okay, so he's getting a life lesson right now.
There you go. That's what he's getting right now. He's getting a life lesson. Yeah, but when she would walk in from work and the little girl sitting on her couches in her house and they're arguing and she's like, why do you have these women in our house? And he's the fuck you girl, and excuse my French. Guess who's wiping his butt? The F you girl, the bitch. That's who's wiping his behind right now. This is a life lesson for him.
Just based on what you're telling me, I'm sure he'll be a bigger man, a better man when he comes through this.
When he comes out of this,
I'm sure, he'll be a better man than that when he comes out
of this.
She's
been in the hospital with him 3 weeks straight and hadn't taken a bath or anything. Her brother came and picked up the rent money. She's been by his side nonstop. He's been cussing out everybody, including her, and she's still there.
That's real love, G.
Much love.
This show was so good. We're going to probably do the part two next week. This week we address the domestic violence and the abuse. Next week we're going to talk about the loyalty, the commitment, and becoming, when you're not Superman, you're like a supermodel, who's still going to be down? We try to keep it real as best we can here on Can a Player Play. We love y'all.
That's what we do.
Of the show, you know where to find us. You know what I mean? Joy LaShawn on Facebook.
Hit me up on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, LaShawn.
And, of course, you know, K. Diddy Esquire is the Elixir of Love, Lamont at worldmovement.com. Support the movement. Support the Playology movement. We want to thank Mr. J.R. Perry for stopping through. He's welcome back on the show. For everybody who's going to check the archives out, we got nothing but love for you. We're going to keep the movement moving, y'all. The new book, Who Is She and What to You, Making Big Moves. Love, come back next week.
What up, nephew? It's your Uncle Snoop Dogg, man. We gotta put this Uncle Snoop's army together, man. Cause you know me, I'm an opportunist, man. I love giving opportunity, you diggin'? So what I'ma do, I'ma kick it off like I know Al, and then we gon' let them come in and do what they do, cause I gotta let you know how it is, man.
And free clapping the horn notes. Patron folks and Hennessy getting ordered up. You order cups while a bottle's headed for the gut. We dunked up and funked up. Speakers jumping, people pumping fists, saying bartender keep them coming. A decent woman got a vertebrae percolating, working the dance floor and every move is earthquaking. The perk blazing with heads nodding and bobbing. Reds watching the bottles and dropping it to the bottom. Not stopping the rocking beat, knocking from the head hunting something. We're cutting and doing bad something. Yeah, we just trying to have a good time with good vibes, hot wine and a good rhyme. You should climb up in VIP so you can move to the pool just to be like me. Fame.
Who said the dog don't fuck with her?
Don't fuck with her.
Who said the dog don't fuck with her? Who said the dog don't fuck with her?
Don't fuck with her.
Who said the dog don't fuck with her?
Yeah, we taking over the stage. That's a roll in the blaze and it's bone to the face. Stone to the bone in the room.